latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Ministry of Justice has issued a report contrary to the requested pardon by the former mayor of Torrevieja, Pedro Hernandez Mateo, found guilty and convicted in November 2012 for trespass and forgery in a €100 million contract awarded in 2004 to handle the municipal waste collection. He was disqualified from office for 7 years and sentenced to prison for 3. This is the latest blow for Hernandez Mateo, who has tried every possible option to remain free, despite every level of the judicial and appeals process finding him guilty. Judges in the Supreme Court all support his incarceration, plus a protest by members of the public who want to see a convicted criminal serve the sentence handed down. However, the final decision still lies in the hands of the central government of Mariano Rajoy, run by his own political party, the Partido Popular. But there's still some hope for justice to be served, as in a recent answer to a parliamentary question, the government said it has rejected a total of 49 clemency petitions during 2013 for crimes of corruption by individuals against the public administration, reiterating the need for sentences to be carried out if justice is to be achieved. Meanwhile, the provincial court has admitted an appeal by former Orihuela mayor Monica Llorente, thus cancelling a trial set for the 29th of May, in which Llorente was to be charged in connection with the case of the Plaza del Escorial. In a case brought to the courts following complaints by both the Los Verdes and the PSOE, it was alleged that Llorente had awarded the contract for work on the square to a company before it had been put to public tender. In a statement, Llorente said that this is a good day, because with this news, which is very good news, from both personal and political points of view, she remains confident that time will prove her right. Llorente continued, "Understand the significance of these issues when you're in public office," stating that, "I have been featured in media for the opening of a trial against alleged negligence. Today, I want everyone to know this positive news, both personally and politically, as we take a step to clear any doubt." For further details on both these stories, including the history, check out the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.